Let me interrupt your programming. What if I told you that comfort is killing your business? Could you believe that? Could you believe that comfort and being comfortable is an addiction for you? I'm Sally Luman, and I'm here to talk about the patterns that keep you small, to challenge the habits that feel safe but steal your potential, and to coach you into a life that feels extraordinary. On this podcast, we are on a journey, a 10-part series talking about addictions in life and business, and I'm talking about how to break free from the problems we cause to ourselves and to live our fullest potential. So, if you've been stuck under the blanket of comfort, today's episode is for you. The last time we talked about the addiction to struggle, how some people thrive on the hard and think everything has to be a challenge to be worth it. And for some, having struggle thoughts feels familiar, even though they know it burns them out. Today, we're going to talk about the flip side, the addiction to comfort. For me, I fall into comfort more than I'd like to admit, and I've come to realize I fall into a deep hole of comfort, especially after long stretches of working crazy hours and when I'm stressed. It's when I start telling myself, you deserve this. Just lay on the couch all day today and binge watch Suits. And honestly, my brain is so convincing. It says, oh, you've worked so hard, you're doing great, you've earned it. And my comfort-seeking brain actually argues with the part of me that knows better. Days are getting shorter here in Wisconsin and in the Midwest, and it's getting dark around 6:30, and it is November, and we just got over Halloween. We just had Halloween, and you know, I want to give you another example of my obsession with comfort. So I used to live in town, and right now I live in the country, but in the years past, I used to buy candy early, you know, like the good stuff, Snickers, Reese's, Butterfingers, and I knew it wasn't a good idea to buy candy and have it around before Halloween, but a part of me got overruled every year, especially when all the media and the grocery stores have it piled up at the end of each aisle at the store. And well, anyway, I buy the big bags of candy and usually pour it into my cute Halloween bowl from TJ Maxx and have it all ready kind of, you know, in the entry for the kids. And I used to have it kind of sitting out a couple weeks before and just to get ready, right? And my brain would say, it's okay. But then, you know, it happens where I'm walking out the door and I grab a couple pieces and then I think, oh, I'll just have a couple pieces for later and I'll bring a couple more. And like, it doesn't happen all at once, but at first, you know, it's just one and two on my way. But then, you know, one night I'm tired, I'm stressed, I turn on Suits and I suddenly realize I remember I have chocolate down in the entryway and I grab a handful and I'm eating and eating while I'm watching TV and it's just like crazy, right? And of course my brain justifies it. Oh, you worked so hard today, you've earned it. Till my stomach hurts and I feel awful and I'm mad at myself. So here's the point. A few pieces of candy here and there don't feel dangerous. It feels comfortable, right? Just like a little extra TV doesn't feel dangerous. But over time, these small comforts add up like compound interest. They steal our energy, our time, and our potential. And that's what comfort addiction does. It convinces us we're fine while quietly robbing us of opportunities. It's like gaining the 10 pounds during COVID or 20. Anyway, when I let my untrained brain run the show, the part of me that acts like a 9-year-old with no self-control, it wins. And when she wins, I lose. And I lose momentum, I lose growth, and I lose over time and lose that time that I'll never get back. So that's the danger of comfort addiction. It's sneaky, it's socially acceptable, and it tricks us into staying small. Just like how easy it is to have another margarita or another handful of candy and on, right? So let me ask you this. What's your candy bowl or your binge addiction? What's your comfort food? Where you're letting little comforts slip in and steal the big results you really want. In the last podcast, we explored our addiction to struggle, how it can feel like being stuck in a storm. Well, comfort feels like curling up under a blanket by the fire, right? It sounds nice, but if we stay in struggle all the time or stay in comfort all the time, life actually becomes pretty miserable. And too much comfort looks like refusing to leave the house because you love lounging and watching shows all day, or eating a whole bowl of Halloween candy. And too much struggle, we know, is the path to burnout. both keep us from moving forward in life, in business, and in our personal growth, and both begin in the same place with our thoughts. When we allow comfort to be our addiction, our brain thinks everything is like a scary movie. You know the scene in the scary movie where the girl hears a noise outside at midnight and decides it's a good idea to check it out. Meanwhile, we're all yelling at the screen, "Don't go out there, the killer's waiting." But of course she goes anyway and cue the attack. It's exactly how our untrained brain works. It thinks everything we encounter in life is a scary midnight movie scene. Don't leave the comfort zone. Something terrifying will happen if you do. And just like in the horror movie, we believe it. But the truth is, there's no killer at all. The real danger isn't outside the comfort zone. The real danger is staying stuck inside of it. So when we look at comfort, we look at it being a nice word, right? Comfort, it feels good. Comfort foods, we love them. And it's like being wrapped in a warm blanket. But comfort is a silent addiction. It's a false pleasure that convinces you everything's fine while quietly stealing your potential. Unlike struggle, which is loud and obvious, comfort is quiet and cozy and socially acceptable. And for women, this is exactly the space the world often tells us we should stay. Be quiet. Can I help make you more comfortable? It really sounds nice, but you should really be cautious. In business, comfort looks like scrolling social media too much, hanging on to outdated marketing, keeping that business card photo from 1995. It's never raising your prices. It's saying, this is good enough. And it's avoiding new real estate tech platforms and telling yourself, I can't learn that, I'm too old. It's rehashing the same complaints you've had for years without changing anything. It's also believing that you're too old to do things, telling yourself that you can't because you're at a certain age. You know, I've seen 80-year-olds run in marathons, and my husband's grandpa was rollerblading in his 80s. So people, it's all in your head. You're making up all these rules for yourself that keep you safe and comfortable. And in life, comfort can look like staying in routines, staying in relationships that aren't healthy, or environments that feel safe but don't help you grow. Dating the same type of person that isn't helping you be the best you. It's like staying in the same job for 30 years with no raise or change in leadership positions. Now, if this is you and you're doing this, it's not wrong, but I'm here to shine a light on comfort because it can disguise itself as contentment when maybe you're not content. Maybe you wish for more. Maybe you have feelings of depression, and maybe it's because of too much comfort. So I'm in my early 50s, just turned 53, and I'm not ashamed of that. I'm an empty nester now. And a few of my friends are here at the stage with me, right? And we're talking the other day, and someone brought up the last 10 years feel like I was in a life coma. And I was like, yeah, wow, life coma. What does that even mean? It's when 10 years slip by so fast that you can barely remember them, and you don't even know how you got there. So I asked myself, did that coma come from struggling just to get through or from staying in the comfort zone to survive? And maybe it's a little bit of both. I think addiction keeps us blind and buffering from reality. And comfort addiction, especially the addiction to avoid our emotions, can turn us into walking zombies. That's where this, you know, kind of comment comes from, just going through the motions instead of really living. And here's one of the sneakiest ways comfort shows up. It's in your income. The comfort of under-earning, and I know we've talked about this before. And this one, I don't think we talk about it enough. So under-earning is earning less than you're capable of despite the opportunity to make more. It isn't about living on a tight budget or being in a low-paying job by circumstance. It's about a pattern of settling for just enough income to get by, avoiding opportunities to grow because they feel uncomfortable or risky. Maybe this is just not applying for the advancement at work. Or believing stories like, I don't need more and I'm not ready. It would be too much work. Or sabotaging yourself with procrastination. or undercharging or not asking for what you're worth, or saying things like, I don't know how to do that, or I'm not smart enough, it's not meant for a person like me. Have you ever heard of someone being your mirror? Well, if not, it's when you become aware of something that irritates you about someone, and this is just an example, and they say that that irritation comes from you also having the irritating qualities. So anyway, did you know that money could be a mirror? The fact that you don't have it says something about your life, right? Chronic under-earning reflects a comfort zone that says, stay small, stay safe. This is a never-ending perpetual place, guys, that's nothing but uncomfortable, but yet you stay there in it. It's not all about money alone. It's about identity, self-worth, and willingness to embrace discomfort. I call this a cycle of never growth. When you find comfort in under-earning, you block not only financial progress, but also personal and business growth. And under-earning can feel safe and comfortable because you don't have to risk failure. If you never change anything, you don't feel anything, right? If you don't change your mind or you don't go the extra mile, you never have to hear no. Could you relate to this? I know I've done this in my business by, you know, maybe reducing my compensation or my commission before a client even asks us to reduce. Or you stay in a job or situation that feels enough to get by. It's a good enough job, right? But it's really keeping you small. And I know for a lot of real estate agents out there that are top producers, they tend to not hire an assistant because of the extra work it takes them to train them. So they just keep hustling and their income and production never increases and they wonder why. It's a cycle of settling because settling feels more comfortable than stretching. So here's the trap. Once your brain believes this is your normal, it will defend it. And the brain will say, I don't need more money. Oh, this is just good enough for me. I'm fine. And at least I'm not failing like Sally. Did you hear her business just started and failed? But underneath, too much comfort can cause resentment, frustration, even shame. We scroll through Facebook and see that friend of ours starting a business and they fail at it. And this just helps our untrained brain to convince us more. See that? That would have happened to me if I started a business. You know what that frustration comes from? Deep down, you know you're capable of more. So why? This keeps us in a never growth state. Well, when you find comfort in under-earning, you also find comfort in not asking for the raise or the bigger commission, not pushing for higher value listings, not building the skills that would actually grow your business, and it becomes a never growth cycle. So staying small to feel safe, make just enough to get by, avoid the risk, repeat and repeat and repeat. And under-earning is not a money problem. It's a mindset problem. It's a comfort addiction at its most disguised. Whew, so how are we going to break the cycle of all of this, right? How do we get out of it? Well, here's the good news. You can break it. Comfort can be an addiction. And just like any other addiction, it needs to be detoxed from your system. And, you know, as I've been researching all of our mindset addictions, I also wanted to step into this process of how can we actually detox ourselves from these addictions, right? And very simply, there is a 5-step process that therapy models use for drug and alcohol addictions that works beautifully, right? If you want them to work and if you put in the effort. So the number one step is the detox, is the awareness, right? You listening to the podcast, you're already noting that these are some issues for you, right? Notice when you're settling. Maybe it's financially. Maybe you're avoiding raising your prices or living paycheck to paycheck. Wishful thinking that you'd win the lottery, but you know, maybe it's how you spend your time scrolling, watching, repeating the same safe routines that you do in your life. If the byproduct of comfort is under-earning or stagnation, you'll see the signs, and the signs are bills piling up. You're bored at work. You're simply maybe feeling stuck in your life, and you don't know where to go. The number two step is to interrupt the patterns that you live in. It's learning your triggers, asking, when do I slip into comfort? And for me, it's usually when I'm overworked and overtired. And while rest isn't bad, I've learned the real key is to not push myself to exhaustion in the first place. catching the cycle before it starts. If you're not getting your work done, or you're not making enough money as an entrepreneur, then this may be a trigger that you're involved in a bit too much comfort. Step three is to reframe or replace the addiction with something. You know, and I once had a friend who was addicted to smoking, and he stopped smoking, but he needed something to do with his hands, and he became a juggler. So he learned how to juggle, which was kind of funny to me. But anyway, one of the things that you can do is just by recognizing that staying in comfort isn't harmless, right? It's hiding from your future self. Thoughts create feelings, feelings drive actions, and actions create results. And if comfort keeps you from taking action, it's also keeping you from an extraordinary life. Replacing the thought and you changing the result is how it works. For me, I need to limit my reality show binge watching by having other plans for the weekend, right? When I don't have plans, I fall into the same routines. And in my other podcast, I talk about this as being the meal prepping for your life. You have to plan your life, not fall into the same addictions. The step four is building your skills. So challenge yourself. This in and of itself, listening to podcasts and learning is a challenge for some of you probably. And as I started listening to podcasts, it was like, well, I'm going to do that and I'm going to do that every week. Don't give in to your nine-year-old self and eat the whole bowl of candy. Raise your prices. Go after the listing that intimidates you. Try the thing that scares you a little. I often ask myself, what do I really have to lose? Most of the time, the answer is nothing that matters, right? Surround yourself with doers. It's one way you can build your skills. People are doing things all the time, and they're going places instead of the people. Don't stick around the people that are just talking about other people. Stick around the people that are going places, right? And there's a never-ending option of things to do. Reading books, go for a walk, go to the random art class or yoga class, meet some new people, go to networking events, right? And then you have to reinforce it. Going to AA meetings, right? If you were addicted to drugs or alcohol. But that is the whole point of this, is getting into networking groups, going weekly, monthly, whatever, to prevent that relapse. And celebrate when you choose courage over comfort. Remember those times you tried something new and it actually worked, and how much fun you had. Surround yourself with people who push you higher. Get into some masterminds and networking groups. And if your friends are creating instead of sitting on the couch, chances are you'll rise and create with them. And don't forget coaching. A good coach can help you see your future self more clearly and hold you accountable to her. And here's what I want to leave you with today. At my coaching company, Headquarters Coaching, I created a program that dives even deeper into this idea. It's called the Untrained versus Trained Brain. And now picture this. Your untrained brain is like a little cartoon with devil horns and a sneaky grin. And that part of your brain loves comfort. It's your nine-year-old child, right? It avoids risk, tells you, don't do the hard thing. Don't get your hopes up. That'll never work. Better stay safe. And it judges others. It holds you back. And its whole job is to protect you from everything, even from growth. And on the flip side, your trained brain is the angel with the big, bright smile. It recognizes that discomfort is part of growth. It knows courage comes first and confidence comes later. The trained brain says, we can do this, even when you're scared and you don't know how, right? It believes in possibility. It learns to sit with discomfort and even expects it, because that's the price of living an extraordinary life. I actually created these images of the trained brain and the untrained brain just to help me recognize when I was swinging between the two. And let me tell you, this was a game changer for me. So my program, which you can actually get for free, you can download it right now at coachingworks.net and start there if you're ready to build awareness of how your brain might be keeping you addicted to comfort. And when you understand how your untrained, primitive brain works, you unlock the ability to manifest a life that is extraordinary. And isn't that exactly what you want? Isn't that why you're here listening to the podcast, searching for growth, looking for ways to make your life amazing? So if you want to go deeper, and if you know you need accountability and coaching to get outside the blanket of comfort, that's exactly why I created Headquarters Coaching. You can work with me directly and we'll rehab those addictions together. And again, if you're not quite ready for coaching, I get it. But want to retrain your brain and coach yourself out of these cycles? Then download the free Untrained Brain versus Trained Brain program at coachingworks.net. The next podcast will dive into the third addiction, excuses. So please don't make an excuse that you can't listen. And a couple of messages to leave you with today. Remember, growth always lives just outside your comfort zone, and your future self is cheering you on. So don't let comfort keep her waiting. Talk to you next time.